السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one sister sent me a message, and only one. May Allah put barakah in her and her family, dunya and akhirah. Only one person. She asked me a question. She told me, you sent us a video, but the video in Arabic. Can you explain to us? And to summarize the whole video in two things. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, the sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah will not start until another 10 start. And he counting 10. And the beginning of 10 is called khasf wa kasf. The bottom line is, when you look at this hadith, because you can find it in any book of end, or any book about the sign of the Day of Judgment and the sign before the Day of Judgment. And the scholar and the learned person who tried to show you this video, he tried to show you is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is happening. And it's not happening yesterday. It's actually it happening in the last 30, 40 years, but increasing day by day. What is that? Khasf wa kasf. What it mean? You saw it when the earth all of a sudden make a hole and a person would be slided, one or two or family or a group or a bunch of car, houses, small city, small town, you name it. And the more we getting closer to Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will increase. And after that, he narrated the another hadith by Aisha bint Jahsh radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen. The one she said, Ya Rasulullah, is all this will happening? وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ Is all this happening and among us the pious people? He said, yes. إِذَا كَثْرَ الْخَبَثِ Al-Khabath here is the major sins, which the scholar said it, because another one, when you have nightclub increase, all kind of dunya increase, once you see that, this will happening. And again, this what I said, if you go back to my last 1 year and a half, about my session, I used to make it over YouTube, which I call it time, and I said it clearly, I'm watching it, I'm seeing it, is alive. What is that? The sign before the sign. And believe it or not, a lot of the scholars predicted by the 2022, 20, 23, 24. And you see, major crisis, major earthquake, volcano, diseases, killing, mischief, zulm, all this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will increase. This is why every day you wake up and you open the news, new musibah, new calamity, new zulm. And what happened? To tell you the truth. And we are increasing in ghafla. To the point when we see all this, it doesn't affect us. And we're not even doing anything about it. And we're not even involved to do anything about it. May Allah save us. This is why I said it to myself first. We have to capture and be vigilant about our journey of Iman. We have to be focused about our journey of Iman and do whatever we can to spread the message of Allah and do whatever we can to alleviate the suffering of others. It's a must. It's a must. What we're doing is a must, or what I'm trying to do is a must, just to save my neck in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I tell you, I'm a guilty, because what I'm doing is not even a drop in the ocean. There's many beautiful people doing a really beautiful job, but very few, if you ask me, is very few. Very few. And the majority in heedlessness, and the heedlessness increase, and you see it by always people talk about me, my daughter, my son, this, marriage, you name it. It's almost like the ummah is not exist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from heedlessness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his adab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the sudden death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us have a good ending insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his torture. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those who belong to the An-Najat. I talk about it and I did an article about it, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised he will rescue those. Those has to be belong to him. And he put certain qualification. If you belong to this group, you will have Najat. Please go back to my article on Najat and all the session I talk about it, you will find it. And the bottom line again, you have to value and run after your journey of Iman. You have to be in a state of da'wah all the time and amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, and you have to be in a state of spreading goodness, and you have to be in a state of alleviating the suffering of others. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah be barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who elevate the message of Allah, alleviate the suffering of others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending insha'Allah. And may Allah send his rahmah over all of us and our parents and all the dead Muslim and Muslimin and mu'mineen insha'Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.